Oh, yeah.
We're just going to start recording now.
Okay. Hey, it's a beautiful day in the Gulch.
1 degree is the cutest temperature.
That's great. Yeah, 1 degree Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
We're here in Bloomington, Indiana with the Bram Hunt Band, and we're going to walk around in the snow. So, Alex, you said you would lead the way to...
Yeah, I'll start leading the way.
Okay.
Why is 1 degree the cutest temperature?
It's just one.
It's all by itself.
Yeah, it's just like...
But you still you still say 1 degrees.
You say 1 degrees? I say 1 degree.
Did you just say 1 degree?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Do you say it's one out? Because you'd be like, man, I don't want to walk. It's like 20. It's like 20 out or something.
Yeah.
Would you say it's one out?
I don't know.
Never mind.
I mean, it makes sense. But I've never said that before in my life, I don't think. But I'm going
to
start.
I'm not that precise when it gets that low.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just at a certain point, it's just fucking cold.
So we think we're going to end up at the park. And if it ever becomes too cold, we can just turn... Well, I guess we can't turn around. We have nowhere to go anymore. But
let's just
we'll figure
right,
it out.
Right here.
That's a really cool porch.
That is. That's a cool house.
That's something
that... Oh,
I
that really... house.
What?
I thought you were pointing to that porch.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, that one's nice, too. This one's more my vibe, though.
Yeah.
That burnt orange is really your vibe.
Graham loves every single porch.
Yeah, I like this burnt orange a lot. It's...
The 1502 really stands out.
What makes a good porch?
Well, I just like how there's a lot of stuff on this one.
Yeah.
I think that there needs to be enough room for multiple people to hang out on it.
Yeah.
Not just one. And, I like a little bit of, seclusion, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe, a couple plants covering some things. Maybe, I don't want it to be wide open, but I also don't want it to be, totally screened in and separate, too. It's got to be, a middle ground.
Do you like wind chimes?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I think, but not too loud.
Yeah, I don't like when wind chimes are at night.
Oh, does it wake you up?
No, it just sounds weird. I think
it makes you scared.
I think wind chimes are a daytime sound.
Oh yeah, is it creepy? It's like,
yeah, it is uncanny. Creepy. Yeah, it's like that Simpsons scene where Bart is flying a kite at night, and Marge is like, there's just something unwholesome about that.
it's like. Like, you know, inverted, you know, it's a satanic.
Exactly. You know, yeah. It's like it's the upside down cross of sounds.
Yeah. Wow. That's true. Maybe it's it can summon something.
So would you take your wind chimes down at night?
I wouldn't do that, but I would suggest others maybe consider it because it sounds so weird.
You could get little socks for them.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so then they wouldn't bonk into each other, but you don't have to take them down.
But you have to put the sock up.
Yeah, that would be you could sell those on Etsy, little wind chime socks. That'd be kind of cute.
Okay, so we're gonna go this way, and we're gonna go over this little bridge right here. And we'll be in Switchyard Park.
Hey, can you hold that for a second?
Yeah, I can hold it.
Have you guys ever been here on a Gulch episode before?
Yes.
Okay.
A couple times.
Yeah, things start to layer over. After a while, we return to places.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Things layering on, time layering on top of each other.
Yeah, like when you maybe get kicked in the head by some guy at a hardcore show, and then... You find yourself sleeping on his floor 10 years later in across the country somewhere.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, and you're like, damn, you kicked me in the head. That's, yeah. Well, yeah, I was thinking about how that makes it all feel significant. It makes it all feel like there's a meaning behind doing it or something.
Yeah, I agree.
The wind is really bitter.
Yeah, it's really cold.
I'm feeling my boogers freeze.
Dude, I've been having so many boogers, and I've noticed this weird thing where it's like, so I've been having a ton of boogers, and so I've been picking my nose a lot.
Me too.
Same. It's the season.
Yeah.
Like, well, I noticed something weird about it is like, I pulled this really big one out, and then I sniffed it, and it smelled bad.
It smelled bad?
What color was it?
It was like green.
Yeah.
I think that's like a healthy, that's fine. As long as it's not like black or red.
Yeah, it was kind of black. It was like kind of greenish, and then there was a black part, and it was kind of a yellow part. But I was like, why does it smell bad when I take it out of my nose, but I can't smell it when it's in my nose?
Yeah. Mm. It's crazy.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's like in there, so if I have some type of nose infection, I should be able to smell that it's
a proximity thing, right? It's yeah. if something's too close to your eyes, you can't see it very well.
Yeah. Nose. Yeah. Or maybe it's affecting all the smells you have. And it's like putting a boogery note on everything else.
You're getting notes of boogery. Look at Neil go.
Yeah, dude. You might not know about Neil is that he's actually one of the best skaters I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Really? He's an awesome skater.
He's like a fucked up skater.
He's like really
fucking good at skateboarding.
Really?
Yeah. And making music and everything.
Yeah, he's got a band called Combat Naps. It's really good that should come play in Bloomington.
What's it called?
Combat Naps. Yeah, wow. He's just really running around.
Oh, okay.
We'll help.
Look at him go. I kind of want to do that too. I kind of want to do a little parkour.
Yeah, we're at the skate park and it's all covered in snow.
There's definitely some black ice. There's some black ice out there.
Like underneath the snow or just on the concrete?
Stay safe, Graham. At least he's wearing his helmet.
His hood.
What was going through your mind when you were doing that?
I was kind of thinking about how it's so cool when you first come to a skate park. And you kind of ride around it the first time, and you're like, wow, it just doesn't flow like any other park I've been to. And you kind of get excited to like figure out the flow, where to actually go.
Graham's figuring that out right now.
He's doing the same one I did.
He's following the footprints.
Oh, that's good.
That's how you can stay connected.
You don't want to fall in your footsteps.
Yeah, nice. Props, homie.
What's that thing in the middle for? Where it's like the box.
It's a conversation pit.
Middle of skate park.
It's a spike pit, like in Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yeah. Spike pit.
Well, what is that real?
Oh, you're supposed to go in it and then wally out.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. You're supposed to like, because it's sloped inside.
Oh.
And it's like paved inside, so you're supposed to like wally out.
What's a wally?
It's where you like just hit the wall.
Like wall ride?
Yeah.
It's like an ollie, but with the wall.
Yeah. You just take your, you go like this.
Oh yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
You just ride your skateboard up the wall.
You slap it on the wall.
Yeah.
I knew how to do it before they were trendy.
Oh, yeah? Did you do it before it had a name?
No. It was always a wally.
It was always a wally?
They call it a neely. They should call it a neely.
A neely.
Yeah. I won't belabor the point too much, but, like, I have the best system for learning how to wally. Like, I could do the world's best trick tip for how to learn how to wally.
How do you do it?
Share it?
You take a milk crate and a piece of like plywood, and you make a ramp out of that that's very low. And you gradually make it steeper and steeper until it's practically wall vertical. Mm. And at that time, you're accustomed to riding up it.
Interesting.
Anyone can learn how to wally in like 2 hours.
You should make an instructional video.
Yeah, I know. It would be that would give.
You should put on Leafy Concern.
I will. I'll do it.
You okay?
No, I just took a spill.
Yeah. I should wear two socks. What's over there?
My toes are cold. Yeah, let's go down there.
Is that a stage?
Yeah, this is a stage.
Why don't we play there?
We can. You can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do one in the summer.
Well, yeah.
The Clams played there last summer.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. And, yeah, I went to that.
Was it fun?
It was good. Yeah. Shannon and the Clams kind of a timeless. They got kind of a timeless sound.
Yeah, they're kind of. That's funny. Yeah, they're kind of different. All kinds of different times.
You could have slipped them in. I feel like what you were playing last night was a bunch of very like old classic songs. You probably could have slipped them in. Nobody would have noticed.
Yeah, you're right. We were listening to like the Trogs. And
they fit on that kind of thing, and they also fit on a 2013 rock music playlist.
That's true. Yeah. They fit on both. Well, there was a funny song you were playing last night that really, you were just like, you didn't know things like whoop or like whoop. Oh, uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about?
Barnyard in Orbit.
How does it go?
Do 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 do. Bom, bom, bom.
Oh, is that Perry and Kingsley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's sick. But I was talking about like a song where they sing, where it's like.
Oh, look at that bird. That's a some kind of.
It's
small hawk. Some kind of kestrel.
Oh, kestrel.
Is that the name of a small hawk? That's a kind of.
Yeah, it's a kestrel. Oh. Small hawk.
Wait, was it the song "My Baby's Got the Sweetest Little"? Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I know she. She's got a rubber tooter and a little rubber scooter, and I fall to the ground when I hear that sound. I don't know who sings that song.
That was good. I'd never heard that before. That was my favorite thing I heard besides the David Peel.
The David Peel later fried years.
The David Peel Wesley Willis years.
Yeah. The best. So the best songs in my opinion from that era is Can You Smoke It, where it's like a 4 or 5 minute long song and he's just like playing like a Casio or something.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, can you smoke it, can you toke it, can you smoke it.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much the whole
that's all the lyrics. Yeah.
And then there's another one where he's like, I hate Wall Street, Wall Street sucks. And like he basically, that's pretty much the whole song, which
yeah,
is also
dude.
Pretty long. And then he's got this one called Hemp Hop Smoker that is it's basically Helter Skelter.
Uh-huh.
But he just sings about smoking
stage.
Weed.
You
go
there?
Oh, they went to this. That's good. So he's like, when you get really high and you smoke in a marijuana and you get really high and you want to smoke more reefer. Yeah. Yeah. It's so bad. It's awesome.
He loves weed.
Yeah.
I love that for him.
Yeah. Sometimes I get kind of jealous of people that like, I don't really smoke a ton of weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I get jealous of people that love it so deeply.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have like a relationship like that with marijuana or anything like
any substance.
No, not really any substance.
You're,
like that.
Maybe your life would be simpler. I don't know.
If
like
I
in
just,
a, you know, you could simplify your life. You're like, well, this is the thing that I, you know, I know that I can feel good, and I know that everything will be okay.
Yeah.
And I just like want to celebrate it, and it just, you know, everything about it makes, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
People that want to wear like a Rick and Morty t-shirt and like work in a weed store and that's just all they want.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of them.
That seems like a nice life.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's just an extra.
So here we're at the.
I saw
what is this pavilion called?
I don't know if it has a name. I think it's just the Switchyard Park Pavilion. I saw the orchestra play here, and they invited a little kid to come up and conduct. And it made me feel like being a conductor is pretty easy.
Was it like a farce, though? Like, did they already know what to play?
It probably was. It was
not to like bring it down.
Yeah, yeah. You just
no. The kid like
no.
The kid
didn't.
Was like, all right, guys.
I'd like to conduct an orchestra, in a scenario like that where I'm just invited to.
Conductors don't really do anything, man.
They do. And then they'll throw in like a punctuation mark. Yeah.
What if the kids started conducting it and they genuinely were following the kid and like he just totally screwed it all up?
Yeah, they started playing some weird different. Yeah, what are they like? What does I wonder specifically what each arm movement means? Like if they're actually watching, like because aren't they reading music? So like. Wouldn't they just tell them everything they need to know on the piece of paper?
And also, they already practiced the songs like a million times.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure this is like. There's probably some like somebody who knows anything about classical music that's listening to this. It's like really mad.
they're screaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if this affects the acoustic. Like, I wonder if someone's talking and we are standing down there, if you could hear them better. Mm. Can you hear us clearly?
It definitely has more of an echo.
Can you
Hello.
Oh wow.
I got that bark. Yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah, I think I hear you better too.
Yeah, you gotta talk normal. This is like more normal.
I wanna not project either. I'm just speaking at a normal volume. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty
well. I can hear you pretty well.
Okay.
Whoever edits this, you got to make sure that they don't boost the gain on that part. So.
Yeah, I think.
So it's awesome.
So it can be realistic.
Realistic.
I feel rejected. I feel like I'm hearing my voice echo off the wood. Yeah.
Hello.
Do you guys want to check out that playground?
Yeah. Can you smoke it? Na, na, na. Can you toke it? Can you smoke it? Can you toke it?
Yeah, that Trog song, that was a Walgreens banger.
Said Walgreens banger. Man, that made me sad.
It made you sad?
Yeah. I was like, man, don't do the Trogs like that. And then I was like, well, Wild Thing.
Well, if you think
about... It's like the most generic song ever, but... What were you saying?
It's kind of a crazy song to be, like, really generic that everyone knows about it, you know?
It's like Wild Thing?
It's kind of a weird song.
Yeah. It's one of those songs that's like, it's like Louie Louie or something like that, where it's like,
folk
you
music.
Forget that it's, yeah, it's like folk rock and roll or like a rock and roll standard.
Yeah.
That's like.
Because it's like they don't play it on the radio, but everybody knows it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I wonder if there will be songs from now that like end up in that status. At some point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The White Stripes.
Oh.
That's not really from now, but...
Well, no, that counts as from
now.
We're talking about, like...
Our lifetime.
Well, because they do that, like, it soccer games. Like,
yeah.
Everyone just, like, goes...
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like Gary Glitter or something.
Yeah, it's always existed, you know? That riff has always existed.
Bum, 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 bum,
Jack
bum,
White was
bum,
just the vessel, bum, man.
Yeah, he didn't write it. It came to him through the spirits, through the speakers.
It was bestowed upon him.
Yeah.
That tunnel's cool.
Oh, man.
Hit all those bumps on the way down.
They had like an oblong.
Oh, wow.
This is kind of cool, actually.
I've actually never been up here.
I wish I wore two socks.
Yeah, I'm pretty cold.
I'm like fine except for my feet. My toes.
Yeah, my toes are cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, they're gonna go in that pipe down there.
Oh yeah.
Well. Should we go in there?
In the tunnel?
Yeah. Or go down the slide? This slide looks like it's just concrete.
Yeah, it doesn't look
what?
Slippery at all.
It looks terrible.
Well, it's gonna be slippery now because it's icy, right?
Yeah.
Sort of.
I'll go down it.
All the little kids, all the little kids have.
Yeah. I'm scared to get my butt cold.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, that was fast. I'm amazed.
Alex, you should go down it with the.
All right. Now I'm freaked out. Oh! That's awesome. It's pretty fast and good.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's got good glutes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Damn.
What if you like slung from the yeah.
Yeah, use your hips to really land on your back down there.
Wow, that was yeah. You're good at it. You get good at getting the second, second slide.
Slide in the family slide.
Yeah, that one looks.
Do you ever go to Noah's Ark? Oh, I guess that's what I. Sometimes I forget that Wisconsin specific things are Wisconsin specific.
What's that? What's Noah's Ark?
It's like a water park. In Wisconsin, uh-huh. It's in the Wisconsin Dells,
oh,
which is like a sort of, it's a town like Niagara Falls or like Pigeon Forge, where it's just like the whole town is based off of like weird touristy shit, like the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum and stuff like that. And they got like, yeah, they got like a water park and lots of resorts, like weird, like rundown resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like a certain type of town.
I've been there before. It was a long time ago, and I went to like this petting zoo where you could like feed giraffes.
Oh yeah.
And I like fed like a giraffe like a carrot stick, but I fed it like I put the carrot in my mouth, and then the giraffe like licked my face like what? And it has this big blue tongue that like wraps around like really trippy.
Whoa.
And also, I remember there was, like, a house that was, like, upside down.
White House? Yeah. It was an upside down white house.
Yeah, I was like, why is that house just upside down?
Also a tourist trap.
I didn't know about that.
Whole city, yeah.
I didn't know about the upside down house.
What is it called?
I don't remember what it's called, but it's, like, on, like, the coming in through the east side of the Dells. The Dells is also a place where the Italian mob would, like, hide out.
I heard about
From Chicago?
From Chicago, yeah. Yeah. So there's a lake up there that they that used to belong to Al Capone. They had all these cabins that he built personally or something.
Yeah.
And now it's like a resort type thing.
Is it Devil's Lake?
No, it's not Devil's
that's
Lake.
That's a little... it's like on the way there, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I've always thought it'd be cool to like have a residency as a band in the Wisconsin Dells. And
that's
just like
a great idea.
Live there and then just perform for like 3 hours every night. And then they just give you like some shitty hotel room and you're just playing like covers to like you know like families on vacation and perhaps mob guys.
It's like that scene in Sopranos where Junior's singing. Remember where they're in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Uncle Junior's
singing.
He has
a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like Step Brothers. He like gets up and he just sings this beautiful song.
Yeah, you don't expect it.
But what's Noah's Ark? Is it like a Noah's Ark themed water park?
Kind of.
Is there a big ship that you can go in? A big wooden
probably,
ship?
Probably, but I don't remember that part. But I just remembered it because there's a slide, but it's like giant. It's almost like
vertical. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you'd think that you would start to move away from it if you went down it, you know,
like you might just fall off,
like you might just start falling. Yeah.
yeah
but I loved I would go on that one like over and over again when I was a little kid. I just like I get to the bottom, I get right back in line.
Do you guys like water parks? Like the experience of being in a water park, there's a lot of standing around, like
yeah.
And I don't know, you're always carrying an inner tube on some stairs and stuff.
Oh yeah, they should. Yeah, it's like they make you carry it.
You ever notice that most swimming is just standing? Like
winning?
Swimming.
Oh, swimming.
Most of the time, you're not swimming.
You're like bobbing up and down.
You're in a swimming pool. If you're in a swimming pool, I bet 90% of the time, you're just standing there. And then also in the ocean, too.
Yeah, well, you swim even less in the ocean, I'd say.
You think you swim less in the ocean than in a pool?
I think in the ocean, you kind of just stand until it's too deep.
There's only so much swimming you can do before you get tired. That's why you can't, you know, you can't be doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
You're swimming. You're not actually. There was somebody who swam across Lake Michigan.
What? Oh, like
all the way.
Like which way? Like probably.
Oh,
probably
not
horizontally.
The hamburger. Not hot dog.
Oh yeah. Do you guys want to see if we can go in there and warm up a little bit that spot?
Let's do that. Yeah.
If you would have met Hot Dog, you would have said somebody swam down Lake Michigan.
Swam down
instead of
over. Yeah, that's right. Across.
That's true, yeah. But even over, I'm pretty sure they had to have like somebody with a boat following them to make sure they're okay, and then they sleep on the boat like halfway.
Hey, you guys want to stop by these xylophone things?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. So like someone shadowing them in a boat.
Yeah.
And like the so.
I read a book about a guy who swam down the Amazon River, and he had
this is like for kids.
The whole way.
He would sleep. Yeah, he would sleep on a boat.
Play music.
Neil's been playing my songs on piano this whole tour, and so now he's playing on xylophone.
Yeah, can you do it on this one?
Oh, no. Let me figure out.
Are you taking requests?
Feeling like you're doing it wrong. Doesn't match who you are.
That's my bass line.
I'm gonna take an audio clip from this episode and like pitch it or something and use it as a sample for a song.
Hell yeah.
Let me do a couple notes so I can actually, I'm serious about doing that. Let me just do a couple notes.
We gotta hit in between
in the middle between the
bolts.
Okay.
There you go.
Work with that. I can try and chop it up, you know? That's the magic.
That's awesome.
What is this?
They like will host a farmer's market there or like the pet expo or something. Yeah. I feel like my face is so cold that I can't speak right. Like my muscles are not contracting.
Yeah, we should. I hope this little place is open.
It's probably not.
If it's not, we gotta.
Yeah, we should go back. Yeah. Gotta get. Don't want to get frostbite.
I can't believe we've like made it this long, honestly.
Yeah.
It's very cold. But I feel good. Somehow.
Uh-oh.
I feel like
it's not open.
How can I put this in a way that isn't coarse? If this was open,
people would be living in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah, that's close.
Look at all that wasted space.
Yeah.
There's just this big, empty, open space that's warm in there.
Yeah.
And we're out here.
Yeah. That should be illegal.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel warmer looking at a warm space?
Yeah. It's like a grand ballroom.
Yeah, it makes me feel cold.
They should
get married there.
They should do something with that space. yeah, like get married there. Yeah, let's head back. So in order to get back, we would go this way.
Did you see how there's a fireplace there? They should have that going.
What, the?
The fireplace. Look.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
There's logs in there. They're probably fake logs.
I bet they only use it in the summer, like idiots.
Probably morons.
I have something I want to say on the podcast.
Yeah, say it.
All new things are back at Hardee's. That's, I thought that was funny.
You got Hardee's Arby's sponsorship?
No. But I'll be okay with Arby's now. You know, maybe Arby's cleaned up their act.
I like Arby's.
They clean up their
Miles
act.
Miles loves Arby's.
Oh, yeah. I like their soft sandwiches.
Very Miles goofy. Used to live right next to an Arby's, and it got dark. He ate it every day.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
They used to have this
every day, sometimes more than once.
Happy hour from 2 to 4. And when I worked at the coffee shop, I would get off at 2. So I would have some sliders for winter.
Ooh, sliders. Such a cool name for something that's just a little, it's just a little burger.
I know.
Did people ever call, sliders. When you were like a teenager, or did people ever call, like, a bowl and a cigarette a bacon cheddar?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, okay. That's pretty tough, though.
Yeah. I call that dinner.
You call that dinner? A bowl and a cigarette or a bacon cheddar?
Both.
Yeah.
Dinner is an ignoble word.
A McNoble word?
An ignoble word.
You say supper?
Dinner, yeah, supper. Oh, now supper is where it's at. We should be saying that.
I don't like supper.
I can't stand people who say people call it supper.
I don't like supper. I don't like the word supper. I don't like the word flick for a movie.
Yeah, catch a flick. I don't like that.
You know what? People can say what they want, but
I don't have any stake in this. I had this friend growing up, and his family would call every movie a show. Like, that was a good show. And it really confused me.
That's interesting. That feels like, that feels very, like, old-timey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about Ice Age 2 or something. They're like, that was a good show.
That was a good show. Ice Age 2.
I like that. That feels more classic. Like, Flick is an old time, but it feels like it's like a flash in the pan, where, like, calling something a show, but it's not.
Yeah, Flick is, you're kind of talking down on the movie you're seeing.
Yeah, yeah, like it's like calling like a song like a little ditty or something, you know?
Well, most people use the term in the context of chick flick.
Yeah.
Oh, I see,
or,
yeah.
Maybe not anymore, but at one point.
Maybe, yeah. I never thought, I didn't think about that.
The one thing I could say here is that whenever we watch a movie, right, and we like the movie, remember at the end of the movie we go, yeah, that's a picture.
Yeah.
That's what I call a picture.
I like that a lot.
And that kind of reminds me, you know.
Now that's a picture.
It's only thing to call a movie.
What have we watched?
There's a whole film under, like, we call it a film.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been watching some good pictures lately. Alfred Hitchcock.
Ooh, nice.
We've been on a kick with that.
Call M for Murder.
Dial M for Murder. What was the other one? Oh, Strangers on a Train.
Ooh, classic. Now that's a picture.
That was the first time I seen it.
I know,
really?
Fun,
I've never seen Dirty Dancing
either. Oh, it's excellent.
It's fun.
It on Thanksgiving.
That seems like a good Thanksgiving movie.
It was.
There isn't enough Thanksgiving related media. I feel like Lord of the Rings kind of feels Thanksgiving.
Lord of the Rings is Thanksgiving media.
Harry Potter is Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, about like an evil pilgrim.
Yeah, like the guy wearing a pilgrim mask.
Yeah.
Some people.
Alice's Restaurant. That's Thanksgiving.
I watched Election for the first time.
What's that?
It's this movie with Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon.
Uh-huh.
Where he's like he's kind of like a scumbag, or he's like a likable teacher who falls from grace, and like
he kind of has the hots for this student and stuff. But I looked it up, and it's Barack Obama's favorite movie.
It's not Barack Obama's favorite
said,
movie.
That's what it said on Wikipedia.
Wow. Barack Obama's saying all kinds of stuff.
I know. I don't know how he comes up with those.
He's
those,
like, you know what? I really like this thing because...
Yeah, his like
because
it's
popular to like.
I
it.
Love Phoebe Bridges.
Yeah, 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 like Obama. I can't picture Barack Obama listening to Boy Genius and like Slowpulp and the stuff he says he listens to.
From Madison, yeah. Wisconsin.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to Mazzy Star.
Yeah, like his favorite. Yeah, his favorite song list is so curated every year, like in a ridiculous way.
He listens to Megan Thee Stallion every day, all day, which is probably like probably gets you really hyped, you know.
I mean, what else does he have to do these days but sit down and think about his playlist?
That's true. That's like a pretty awesome career trajectory.
Yeah. I mean, he sits down and he thinks about what he's gonna put on it, but I don't know if he listens to it.
Maybe he does.
I feel like he just. Goes on Spotify and Google's jazz in the background.
Yeah. Jazz in the background.
Yeah. That's actually what I've been doing lately.
Jazz for background.
That's the elder millennial. Once you get to the lo-fi beats to chill and relax to.
Exactly. You level up to background jazz.
Jazz in the back.
Muzak.
Jazz in the back. That's probably the name of some festival they got on that stage we were at.
Yeah, jazz yeah, in the back. Yeah, we just got some stuff that we could play. You guys don't have to pay attention or anything. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, everyone's just having a picnic or whatever anyways. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, like a music festival where it's just background music. Like, and there's all these other
activities.
That's
like most going on. Music. That's what music festivals are. That's what most of them are. That's, no one's paying attention.
That's like a Krongbin concert.
People just go to for something to do.
Yeah, I guess I'll go to Riot Fest.
I lost my shoe at Riot Fest. The one that was actually the only. Was that the only music festival I've ever been to? Riot Fest 2013. I lost my shoe.
You lost your shoe?
What, during were you like crowd surfing?
No, I was just trying to watch Rancid.
Oh, nice. I love Rancid.
And then I the crowd got too crazy, and I couldn't move. And, you know, it's like the whole thing, everyone's swaying back and forth, and you have no control over your body.
Yeah, and someone gave you a flat tire.
Yeah, and then my shoe came off, and I dove down to like find it, and but I couldn't see it, but I felt something shoe-shaped, and I pulled it up, and it was someone else's shoe.
Was it the same size?
No. So I just had to get out of there, and because I only had one shoe. I was like, I can't be here anymore.
Somebody was telling me that like somebody like they were in like a mosh pit and their hat fell off, and that who is that? They said their hat fell off, and then someone put a different hat on them or something.
I don't know.
Or they like fell down and they just had a different hat on.
That sounds kind of similar to my experience. Yeah, a little bit. That's cool.
It'd be funny if it happened like with a pair of pants or something. Like your pants fell off. And then...
What would have to happen physically in that situation?
I don't know.
Basketball shorts, and they can just slide off and slide back on.
Yeah.
The snap-ons.
Or yeah, those shorts, those pants that you can just rip off.
With shorts than pants. Yeah. It's like way easier to imagine.
All right. Well,
I feel like less cold now.
Yeah, it's way less.
Yeah,
cold.
That's ironic.
What happened? Like,
well,
why is it
such
less
an
cold
open
here?
Space over there? You know, wow. It's like
the wind can't penetrate.
It's so still and sunny.
Yeah. My body's gotten used to it. I think maybe it could be.
Like, yeah. Everything was stinging, like, you know, like 3 minutes ago.
Yeah,
now
my
it's, like,
hands
fine.
Were stinging. Now I feel fine.
Yeah.
I was starting to get worried that I was getting frostbite.
Like yeah, me too.
Now I feel like, do you hear those birds?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know Bird Boy?
What's
Bird Boy?
I feel like it's, like, a musical project that, you know, could be interesting to you, too.
just based off of what I saw from last night. And yeah, you know, you can just check it out, Bird Boy.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
It's like someone that makes beats out of bird sounds, right?
Yeah, cool. Every song is like, you know, like he's like black cat chickadee or something, and it's like, you know, it's a black cat chickadee like pretty much like singing over his little beats, but it's like their little chirps, you know, it's like beep beep beep, but like with chirps. Anyway,
I liked it when you put it on.
That's not, you know, it's like, yeah.
I liked when you queued it up.
I'd like to check that.
It's very, it's nice.
They got
it's
an
really
eagle
nice.
Song.
An eagle song,
yeah.
Like ah.
Yeah.
Boom boom chi boom boom ah.
You know,
we'll write it. We'll write it.
That's more like Hate Beak. You know Hate Beak?
No.
Yeah, I was just thinking that
with
the bird
Avian,
that sings
yeah.
in the metal band.
Yeah. I feel like there's a whole era of like people like having animals.
There's a dog grindcore band too, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't make meme bands like that anymore. Or not in the same way. Like, you wouldn't have put out a record.
Yeah, it felt like that was the thing for a while. That was like an era.
Or Chug Jug.
What's Jug Jug?
They're an acapella hardcore band. Like, they just be like, Chug Jug, Chug Jug Jug.
Oh, chug, no. Chug. Yeah.
Man, I wish Sam was here. Sam loves Jug Jug.
So he hates Bob Dylan, but he loves Chug.
Oh no,
that's true. He hates Fountains of Wayne.
He hates Fountains
of
Wayne.
No, he doesn't.
Wayne.
He loves.
He just hates. He just hates Radiation Vibe.
Yeah, no Radiation
really?
Vibe.
Yeah, I remember when we were playing at El Tour, and then he was like, "God, that song's so fucking annoying." And then him and Shannon were like, "Oh, that song's so annoying." It's like, "Fuck you, just like sit in the back and shut up." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why do
third
you
row
talk?
Is where you can be yourself. You
yeah,
can hate
third.
Radiation
yeah,
vibe
but yeah,
row.
I guess that's fine. But they weren't in the third row. They were like mixed.
I was enjoying
mixed
it
and...
in the third row.
Thank you.
In the second
you
row.
Have to like play by the rules in the other rows. You
yeah,
play.
You just have to like.
Radiation
observe
the Fountains of Wayne song.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know that song?
I don't know it.
It's great. You love it.
Baby. Yeah,
I think he loves it too. I feel like he's probably just being
like putting a tough face.
He,
on.
He's probably being cranky.
Yeah.
He's probably
a little
just
cranky
being
man.
Being sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how your this matches your gloves.
Oh, yeah, I got these gardening gloves because I like the color.
Yeah.
They're not great. Warm at all.
Oh. No. But can you, like, text and stuff, probably?
Yeah, I can text. Or use a menu at, like, use a
kiosk.
iPad menu at the kiosk at McDonald's.
Yeah, I feel like you won't drop the recorder either. Like, right?
Yeah.
They're so grippy.
Yeah, the grippy. The grippy. But yeah, they're not really good for winter.
It looks
they're
like
better
it,
for
it like
garden.
From that angle, it looks like your hand is completely frostbitten.
Oh yeah, just like my hand is just turned black.
Like it's just a pale black hand.
You know, frostbite is something that used to scare me a lot more like when I was a boy.
Yeah.
Like I just cuz you'd see it in like movies and stuff.
Yeah, Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, Mr. Deeds.
Wait, what happens?
The foot.
I can't remember.
His foot just like becomes frostbitten.
He's like, I can't feel anything. Stab it with that poker, or whatever. And he like stabs him. He's like, ah!
Man,
and then he's like, no, I'm just kidding.
That reminds me that I had a friend in high school that he would let you like staple his arm. He's like, I got no feeling in my arm. So you can just staple. You should just staple it. And I didn't do it, but I watched people do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. That's the exact approach
I
would take.
He told me, he was Ukrainian, and he told me that it was, I don't know if I believe this, but he told me that it was because he was born, like, during, like, Chernobyl. And, like, he had, like, and that, like, caused him to, like, have no feeling in, like, this very specific part of his arm.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what I would say too if I was the guy who was letting people staple their arm.
I think I don't think that was true.
I can see myself believing that though, you know,
it's plausible
age, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't
wait, does the age
I don't know.
Line up? Chernobyl was like 89.
Right. Yeah, so it was my grade.
Yeah.
So if he was born in 1991, then I don't know. Maybe if it would be if it was a couple years after,
yeah,
that's why it only got one part of his arm.
Yeah, you know? It is only half as bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I couldn't feel my arm, I would just get like a, I would get like a big crazy tattoo.
Yeah.
On my arm.
Yeah.
Extremely detailed.
That's why it's so
That's
dumb.
What
stops.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
I was thinking, no, I wouldn't let kids, little kids, staple it. I get a badass tattoo.
But I like the admission that what's stopping you from getting a tattoo is
that
pain.
It would hurt.
Owie.
The arm, yeah, the arm probably doesn't even hurt that much.
I don't know. I'm tattoo free.
Yeah.
I'm pretty tatted.
You're tatted?
Yeah. And it's I have a big blackout tat here.
Oh really?
Yeah. And it's it took 5 hours. But you get used
did
to
it. Did it hurt?
Yeah. Yes. This is it. But you get used to it. It's like a little tickle at some point, you know.
Yeah.
A tickle.
Yeah.
After an hour or two.
After a few hours of excruciating.
Did you do 5 hours at once?
Yeah.
Whoa.
For the whole blackout?
For this one, I got 2 more. So I guess 4 hours and then 1 hour.
Whoa.
Did it get boring?
No.
You talk to the person?
Yeah, you got to talk, you know.
Yeah.
You got to talk. You know, that tattooer is named Landon Chile in La Crosse. You know, we talked about communism.
Oh, nice.
That was fun. Yeah. He radicalized me. And he also permanently scarred me. Yeah. So. Yeah, get tatted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a couple, but, you know. I want to get like a big. I want to get a big one. I haven't got a big one before, because I know it would hurt really bad.
You only have baby ones.
Yeah, I just have baby ones.
Well, baby. Thanks for being on the show,
yeah.
Guys. Thanks.
That's gold, man.
Yeah, check. Thank you guys.
Yeah,
for coming
anything
on the
you
show.
Guys want to plug?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Combat naps.
Everything, just like, you know, everything.
All new things.
Skate park.
Back.
Go to the skate. Yeah, all new things are back at Hardee's.
Yeah, listen to Combat Naps, and Love Blaster too.
Mm. Oh wow.
Both from Madison.
Oh, it's plug time.
Yeah,
plug, plug time.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, you plugged All New Things Are Back.
Oh, Nicholson Baker. Read Nicholson Baker.
That a band or a,
it's
a baker?
I just think I think he deserves a Nobel Prize.
I just heard this Madison. Death trap artist named Spiff the God. It's really cool. Spiff the God.
I'm reading a book right now called The 20 Days of Turin that I'm very much enjoying. If you're looking for a book, that's it, I guess.
Cool.
And you got a new record out.
I have a new record out. It's called Try Not to Laugh. And my name is Graham Hunt.
Hell yeah. You got anything you want to plug, Miles?
No.